One major tax incentive for wind energy remains on the books in Oklahoma, and the legislature is poised to end it more than 3 years early. The politics of renewable energy have changed as the state revenues have failed, and as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, wind producers say reneging on the deal sends a bad message to any industry considering investing in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's wind industry has grown year after year. Oklahoma ranks number 3 in the nation for wind power capacity. But as wind farms boomed, the cost of state incentives written to support the once-fledgling industry ballooned. The industry's political capital has faded among lawmakers struggling to shore up revenue streams, weakened by tax cuts and low oil prices. 2017 has been a rough political year for Oklahoma's wind industry. Governor Mary Fallon kicked off the legislative session with a state budget proposal that called for a brand new tax on wind-generated electricity. Weeks later, a former Oklahoma governor,
Frank Keating, how are you?
Chimed in too. In an op-ed published in the Tulsa World, Keating, a Republican who served from 1995 to 2003, apologized for signing legislation that created the half-cent zero-emission tax credit for the wind industry.
I felt if we could get manufacturing jobs here, the wind blows strongly in Oklahoma, and if farmers and ranchers wanted this, I thought that was a good deal for the state.
But that deal, Keating says, turned out to be a bad deal for Oklahoma. Keating serves as a legal counsel for a group that opposes wind incentives, and wind opponents helped Keating write that newspaper column. Keating says he regrets signing the tax credit legislation.
We have nearly $1 billion shortfall in the budget. We desperately need more money in the classroom, so what do? Go to the people who are getting a lot of benefit for a little contribution to the state.
A state commission charged with evaluating incentives found the cost of the zero-emission tax credit has soared from $2.7 million in 2005 to $113 million in 2014. With no cap and payments that can continue for up to 10 years, the commission recommended lawmakers limit payouts or end the program early. Republican legislators in both chambers seem interested in the second option, ending the tax credit before its 2021 expiration date. House Bill 2298, which has the support of Republicans and leadership, would move the deadline ahead more than 3 years, to July.
We've passed the point of no return.
That's Vanessa Tudos of EDP Renewables, which operates wind farms throughout Oklahoma. The company is building a 48-turbine, 99-megawatt project called Redbud Plains in southwestern Oklahoma's Grady County. Tudos says her company counted on the state tax credit when it started construction, but there's no way the wind farm will be up and running by the July 1st deadline lawmakers are considering.
Our project is underway, construction has commenced, and so it's going full steam ahead with or without the tax credit. The problem is the ink is dry on the contract and we can't renegotiate it.
House Speaker Charles McCall authored the bill. The Atoka Republican said the July deadline is a compromise with other wind companies seeking concessions on separate wind-related regulations.
Most of the industry players agreed to that. It meant a savings of anywhere between $200 million to $500 million over the course of the 10 years of that tax credit.
Tudos with EDP says wind companies already compromised with Oklahoma lawmakers 2 years ago. In 2015, Governor Fallon signed legislation that sunsetted two other wind incentives early. One was a local property tax exemption that was very popular among wind companies. Nixing it likely saved the state $500 million over 10 years. The wind industry went along with the plan because lawmakers promised to preserve the zero-emission tax credit. The tax credit the legislature today is considering ending early.
It's frustrating, frankly, having just in 2015 agreed that the zero emissions tax credit would be untouched, that now we're negotiating not just to end it early, but so much earlier and in such a way that, again, it affects projects where the investment has already been made.
Tudor says Oklahoma for years offered some of the most competitive state-level incentives for wind developers. Even if the state exits the incentive game, she says Oklahoma's abundant wind will likely remain a magnet for new turbine projects. But if House Bill 2298 passes, Tudo says lawmakers are sending a signal to all industries considering investment in Oklahoma. Don't expect the legislature to hold up its end of any deal. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.